Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. I was just waiting a few moments before coming on the broadcast and just seeking the Lord, and the Lord again brought that parable of the seed to my heart, and I just like to share that with you again. I'm going to read what is found in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, and I'm going to start reading at verse 5 because I feel there are some folks listening today to me, and some of you just love God with all of your heart and praise God for that. But beloved, I don't know if you've ever been in a time in your life. I know I have. I've just been so pressed down and beaten down that I was not on the front line. In fact, I said, Lord, I'm not a warrior anymore. I mean, just you can go through enough stuff, and you've just, you know, you allow the battles, the burdens to just totally defeat you. You don't feel like you're part of the army of God anymore. And there are some that have allowed the cares of this world. I'm burdened. I sense there are some of you listening that just need to stop where you're at right now. Look at where you're at mentally, emotionally, and the Lord is drawing you back. He's saying, come back, my child. Let me minister to your hurting heart. I just sense the anointing of God, but let me share what the Word, this is what Jesus had to say about in the parable of the sower. He said, verse 5, chapter 8 of Luke, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And then, of course, the disciples needed an interpretation. They said, what were you talking about? What does that mean? And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. To others he speaks in parables. Now he goes on to explain. Verse 11, the seed is the word of God. And beloved, it is so important what we do with the word of God. Those by the wayside are those that hear, and the devil comes along, takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. See, the fowls of the air devoured it. And then he says, verse 13, they on the rock are they which, when they hear, they receive the word with joy. They're really happy. And these have no root, but which for a while believe in a time of temptation fall away. You probably known people like that, that, you know, when the hard times come, they just said, well, there was nothing to all this. And then he goes on in verse 14, and that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, they do go forth, but they're choked with cares and the riches and pleasures of this life, the burdens, the trials, and the good things of this life. You know, some people, they've gone through so much, and I've known people like that, Christians that really loved and feared God, and they bring no fruit to perfection. But he goes on, but that on a good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit. And then there's two little words he says, with patience. That's the important thing. And he goes on, you know, take a candle, cover it with a vessel, put it under a bed. Verse 17, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. Those are strong words, beloved, and we need to examine our hearts. Are we in the faith, beloved? You know, there are so many today that are preaching a message of grace. And oh, grace is wonderful. We've got to have grace. But beloved, it has to be balanced with an obedience to the Word of God. It's not cheap grace, as Brother Glass used to say. We need to have a walk of holiness and a brightness. We need to call sin, sin. So many water down the gospel. They present a philosophy that will tickle the ears of the people. But the Bible declares in Matthew 15, the 15th chapter, 6 and 9, "Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." The Bible says, "Enter ye in at the strait or the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Those are chilling words, beloved. We need to examine ourselves. How are we treating the word? Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. What are you doing with Jesus? Is he your beloved Savior and Redeemer? Or have you let the battles, the trials of life cause your heart to be hardened? If in truth, are you perhaps maybe not just a little backslid? Have you lost the fervor of your love, first love? Remember how Jesus spoke the words of rebuke and exhortation in Revelation to the churches, the seven churches. It was only the church of Philadelphia where he said, you know, there was only one church that he commended, and he said, "Repent therefore and be zealous, lest I remove your candlestick." Beloved, I want to say to you today that only a few obeyed God in the days of Noah. Only a few obeyed God in the days of Lot when Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Only a few, beloved, obeyed the living words of Christ when he was physically on this earth. Multitude turned away. They said, "That's a hard saying. Who can hear it?" In fact, he turned to his disciples and he said, "Will you also leave?" And that's when, and you know, when Jesus asked, "Who do men say that I am?" Peter was able to say, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He knew he was the Messiah. Only a few obeyed when Jesus physically was here on this earth. But today, it's not just one person. It is now the body of Christ that is being raised up. So many that refused to heed the words of Jesus in that day, those who disregarded the preaching of Noah, a righteous man, those who were unwilling to heed the baptism of repentance that John the Baptist was preaching, they were lost, beloved. Jesus said there are few that find that narrow way, that straight gate to enter that leads to life. Beloved, I sense a holy and a powerful presence of God on this broadcast today, and I'm not here to preach you some doctrine of man or condemnation, but to preach the Word of God in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said if we would lift him up, he would draw all men to himself. And brother and sister, you're a warrior. You might not feel like it, but when you've been born again, you were conscripted as a soldier into the army of the Lord. And we are now entering onto a battlefield in these perilous times. Paul warned Timothy. He said, "In the end times, perilous times shall come." And beloved, we are surely within those times. And we have to be clothed with the whole armor of God. Paul said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness and high and heavenly places." Brother, sister, God is calling you into a walk with Him that will break the yoke of bondage in your life. If you need healing, beloved, it is there for you. If you need financial blessings, it's there for you. If you need freedom from depression or oppression, it's there for you. If you need healing of your soul, it's there for you. O saints of the living God, let us go forth. Let us go forth in the days and weeks and months ahead, however much longer we have, to do all that we can to live for God, to preach and witness the Word of God without fear or favor to man. Just obeying God, that's all we need to do. We don't have to be concerned about the results. Leave the results to God. Just obey Him. We need brothers and sisters, we need people, we need sons and daughters of the Most High God to go forth in the power of His anointing, endued with power from on high, to speak the living Word of God with signs following. And truly, as we step out on the promises of God, victory is ours, beloved. As Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I want to pray right now as I bring this broadcast to a close. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we've shared the Word of God, the anointing of God, Lord, I impart the anointing of God in their lives. I come against every demonic stronghold and oppression, and I break it by the power of the name of Jesus and the power of the blood of the living Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke the forces of hell arrayed against your beloved. And Father, those who are backslid, those who aren't walking where they should be, Father, bring them into your loving arms. Father, let them repent. Let them turn away from the things, from the cares of this world, the pleasures of this world, from the things that would choke out that fruitful harvest, and bring them into a glorious new relationship with you. Father, I release the anointing of God upon your people. That same power that you endued your early church with, that power to see signs and wonders, to see the unsaved lost, to be able to minister with an anointing and a confidence that they serve the living God, that you have called them by name, and that they are yours. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for it. Oh, beloved, I could go on for another hour. I'd like to share a prophetic word, but the time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to tune in next time as we see what the Lord would have for us. I do ask for your prayers. I ask for your prayer support. It's so needed. And I ask for you to just obey God. All right. I just thank the Lord for your faithful partnership of UCM Partners. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.